Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin. We left off on daf Samach Tesam Beis. We are at Amar Rava, the fourth to last skinny line. Last one on the line is Amar. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we were in the middle of discussing what happens if a person is walking in the middle of nowhere and he forgets what day it is. This is a daf yomi coincidence. I just saw a news story yesterday that the average American nowadays forgets what day of the week it is 5 times each week. So this is a very common phenomenon nowadays. So a person is walking and he forgets what day it is, so when should he observe Shabbos? So we're going to finish up that sugya, one last item on that sugya, and then we're going to get into the issue of how we know that when you're chayiv multiple karbanos for multiple violations and when you're chayiv one karban. We're going to talk about being chayiv, how we know that sometimes you're chayiv separately for each Shabbos that you violate melachos, and sometimes you're chayiv only once for all of the Shabbosos that you violate. We're also going to talk about how we know that sometimes you're chayiv for each melacha that you do, and sometimes you're not chayiv for each melacha that you do, you're chayiv for each Shabbos on which you violated melachos. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know the very concept of chiluk melachos. The very concept of chiluk melachos is somewhat of a chiddush, meaning the Torah says, don't be mechal Shabbos. So there may be many ways to do it, but it's only one isser in the Torah. How do I know that you're chayiv separately for each melacha? So we're going to have three possible sources for the notion, for the concept of chiluk melachos. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss, what about a person who has helim zeh v'zeh biyado? He's not only did he forget that it's Shabbos, he also forgot that these activities that he's doing are usher. So do we say, well, since he forgot that it's Shabbos, so that's one shogig, and therefore he's only chayiv one carbon for all of his averos? Or do we say, no, since he also was shogig about each and every malacha, he also forgot about each and every malacha, so he's going to be chayiv separately for each and every malacha? So that's going to be the sugya on Amud Beis. So let's begin Samach Tesam Beis at Amar Rava. So again, finishing up the sugya of the fellow who's traveling in the desert and he forgets what day it is. Amar Rava, im hayam makir miktsas yom shiyatzabo osam lach kol yom kulo. If he knows, he doesn't know what day it is, but he knows that today is the same day of the week as the day he left on his journey. So he, and obviously he's a religious Jew, he didn't leave on his journey on Shabbos, so he knows that today can't be Shabbos. He doesn't know which day is Shabbos, but he knows that today can't be Shabbos because he never would have left on his journey on Shabbos. Then he does malacha for that entire day. So says Mar Pshita, obviously he's allowed to do malacha that entire day. He knows for sure it's not Shabbos. Why wouldn't he be allowed to do malacha? So no, Mal Detema Kim de Shabbos lo nafik, but Mali Shabbat Nami lo nafik. I might have thought that the guy didn't leave on Shabbos, but also it's not the derech of a frum Jew to go out on a trip on Erev Shabbos either. He wouldn't have done that either. So Vahai Inami B'chamisha Shabbat Nafik L'Shtrile L'Mavim Melacha Treyomi. So at most the guy could have left on his trip on a Thursday. So if he left on a Thursday, so at least he knows that the next 2 days are not are days that are not Shabbos. Meaning he knows the day that he knows what day of the week he left. And therefore, he should be able to assume that not only is that day not Shabbos, but the day before could not be Shabbos either. The day before could not be Shabbos either because, or the, rather, the day after could not be Shabbos either because he not, would never have left on a Friday. And therefore, those 2 days are automatically not Shabbos. So I would have thought he could rely on 2 days over here. So Kamash Malan, that Zimnin Demashkech Shayarta, Umikri Vinafik. That sometimes he might have left on a Friday, there might have been a Shayar, there might have been a caravan that was going, and he didn't want to miss the trip. So he took the caravan, even though maybe that's not super appropriate to do. Now, normally, there are two relevant sugyas over here that the Gemara does not bring up, but are very relevant to the assumptions over here. There's one Gemara that tells us that you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to be maflig b'svina, shloshi yamim kodim l'shabbos, that 3 days before Shabbos, a person is not allowed to go on a boat trip. That's a Gemara Masecha Sukkah on Daf Mem Dalid, that a person is not allowed to take a major trip on a boat 3 days in advance of Shabbos. So why isn't there an assumption that if you know that you went on your trip today, that today cannot be, not only can it not be Shabbos, today cannot be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday either, because a person doesn't go on a trip before Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer points out, yes, but there are exceptions to that rule. For example, if a Lidvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos. It's also not clear that that's true of any trip. It could be that it's only going on a boat. The post can discuss why it is that you're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, and some of the Rishonim suggest it's based on the inyan of oneg Shabbos, that a boat will make you uneasy, and a person takes some time to adjust to living at sea, and if he goes within 3 days of Shabbos, on his whole Shabbos, he's going to be seasick. So that's the issue. So if you're going on a caravan, then you're not going to have a problem. So that's why we don't make any assumptions as far as that sugya is concerned. But then there's another sugya, Masechah Shabbos, that on Erev Shabbos, a person is not allowed to go a journey of a certain distance, Shlosha Parsaos. So the assumption should have been that he's not traveling anywhere too distant on Erev Shabbos. But the reason we don't bring up that sugya over here is because the Gemara is pretty clear over there, at least Rashi on the Gemara and most of the Rishonim, that the reason you don't go on a trip on Erev Shabbos is we don't want you to surprise anybody by showing up for Shabbos. So you're going to come home last minute, right before Shabbos, and no one and your family's not expecting you, and they're not going to have enough food, and it's going to be a big surprise that you showed up 2 minutes before Shabbos, and that's going to cause a big rifyon in the Shalom Bayis, because you're going to be upset that there's no food for you, or it's going to cause Chol Shabbos, that your family is going to be so nervous about not having food for you, that they're going to go and they're going to be Mechal Shabbos, they're going to cook even into Shabbos. So that's the reason for the Yisra of traveling on Erev Shabbos. But a person's going on a Shayara, and it's up to him to bring his Pekala, to bring whatever food he needs to bring with him, so then you don't have that concern. So that's why the Gemara comes to the Maskana over here, that neither of those sugyas is relevant, and if he knows what day he went on his journey, he should know that that day is not Shabbos, but the day after it might be Shabbos. Okay, so that's as far as the sugya of traveling and not knowing what day it is. Now, back to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said in Samach Zayin and Beis, Hayodea Iker Shabbos. If a person knew that today was Shabbos, and he did many malachos on many different Shabbosos, he's chayiv separately for each and every Shabbos. He didn't know today was Shabbos. He knew the concept of Shabbos, and he did many malachos on many Shabbosos, he's chayiv for each Shabbos separately. So the Reisha had said that if he didn't know the concept of Shabbos and he did many malachos and many Shabbosos, then he's only going to be chayiv once. Then he's only chayiv one karban chatas. So says Mar Minani Mili, how do I know that sometimes you chayiv separately for each and every Shabbos and sometimes you chayiv once for many Shabbosos? So Amrav Nachman, Amrav Aravua, Trei Krai Ksivi. It's because there are two psukim that describe the requirement to refrain from malacha and Shabbos, but they describe it in different terms. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos. It mentions Shabbos b'lashon yachid. So it sounds like it's about one Shabbos, uksiv, and the pasuk also says v'shabsosai tishmoru shabsosai b'lashon rabim. Sounds like we're makbid about many Shabbosos. So haketzad, how are miyashiv the two psukim? Is it about a Shabbos or about Shabbosos? So v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos shmira achas shabbosarbe. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos means that there's a singular shmira for many Shabbosos, meaning there's a way that you're only going to be chayiv a single chatas, no matter how many Shabbosos it is, that no matter how long you live, that it's still going to be ki'ilu a single Shabbos. You're going to be chayiv one chatas. And then ves Shabbosos haitishmoru shmira achas l'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, that we view Shabbosos in multiplicity. We view each one as a separate Shabbos. So there's a way to bring a separate chatas for each Shabbos. And the way Rashi explains it, masr nakasav l'chachamim l'faresh, that it was up to the chacham to figure out which pasuk, which situation each pasuk is talking about. And therefore they said, okay, if there's one pasuk that tells me that you chayiv once for all of the Shabbosos, that must be where you weren't even aware of the concept of Shabbos. And if there's a pasuk that tells me that you chayiv separately for each Shabbos, it must be that you are aware of the concept of Shabbos. You just didn't realize that today was Shabbos. Mask Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok Ad Rabbi says, you know, I see those two psukim, and I see that one talks about Belashon Yachid, one Belashon Rabim, but Ad Rabbi, Ipcham Estavra, I would have flipped it. I would have said that Visham Rav Yisrael as Shabbos, Shmira Achas Lekol, Shabbos V'Shabbos, that the pasuk that's talking about singular should tell me that there's that each Shabbos has its own shmira, meaning that there's a way you bring a carbon chatas al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, and v'Shabbosai tishmoru. For the fact that the pasuk says that Shabbosai tishmoru shmira achas l'Shabbosos harbe, that should tell me that for each of the Shabbosos there's a single shmira, that there's a there's a way that you can bring chatas achas for many different Shabbosos. So either way, the drasha is from those two psukim. So says Gemara now, Hayodeyashu Shabbos, the Mishnah went on to give another case. Let's say you know that it's Shabbos, and you do many malachos on many different Shabbosos, so you're chayav for each and every av malacha. So in the Reisha we said that if you know about Iker Shabbos, you know about the idea of Shabbos, and you do many malachos on many Shabbosos, you're chayav separately for each and every Shabbos. So the Gemara tries to figure out, what is the chilik between the Reisha and the Sefer, between a case of a guy who knows that today is Shabbos, where he's chayav for each and every malacha, and a guy who knows the concept of Shabbos, where he's going to be chayav not for each and every malacha, but for each and every Shabbos that he violated. So, Maishna Reisha u'Maishna Seifa. Why in the case where the guy knew that, the guy didn't know that today was Shabbos, but he knew that these malachos are asr to do on Shabbos, he's only chayav once for each Shabbos, whereas the case in the Seifa, where the guy knew that today is Shabbos, but he didn't know that these malachos are asr to do on Shabbos, then he's chayav for each and every malacha. So, Amar Rav Safra, Kan miyadiyas Shabbos uparish, kan miyadiyas malacha uparish. In the Reisha, where he forgot that today is Shabbos, what would get him to stop doing the malacha? As long as you inform him, hey, today is Shabbos, so then that would be it. That would stop him from doing the malacha. So the shkaga is a single shkaga for each Shabbos, and therefore he brings one chatas for each Shabbos. But in the Sefer, where he knew that it was Shabbos, he just didn't know that these malachos were aser, what would get him to stop? Well, you would have to tell him, hey, by the way, choresh is aser. By the way, Ofe is aser, and you have to tell him each and every malacha, and therefore he has to bring a karban on each and every malacha that he does. So I'm later Nachman klum parish mi Shabbos el mishum malacha, so klum parish mi malacha el mishum Shabbos. Wait, the fact that he stops doing malacha when you tell him that today is Shabbos, it's only because he already knows that these malachas are aser, and the fact that he stops doing malacha when you tell him these malachas are aser in the seifa is only because he already knows that today is Shabbos. So his refrain from malacha is not from a yediya of one or the other. It's only a yediya of both of them that gets him to stop doing malacha. I mean, people cook all the time, even though they know that cooking is aser on Shabbos, if they don't know that it's Shabbos, and people who don't know that cooking is aser will cook on Shabbos. So you need to know both in order to stop doing the malacha. So if it's all about what yediya will get him to stop doing the malacha, well, both are needed. So Elam Rav Nachman Karban Dechayiv Rachmana Amai. Ashkaga. No, it's not about Yedios. It's about what's he shogig about. What is he unaware of? So the because a carbon comes for a shogig. So hasam chad ashkaga. That when it comes to the case of the Reisha, where he forgot that today is Shabbos, so he only forgot one thing. He was only shogeg about one thing, about Shabbos, and therefore he's chayiv one karban. But when he forgot about all the malachos, he didn't know that all these malachos were aser, so he was shogeg about all of these separate things, and therefore he's going to be chayiv separately for each of those shkagos. Okay, so that's the explanation of why it is that sometimes you chayiv for each Shabbos, and sometimes you chayiv for each malacha. Now we get to the primary topic of the daf, chayav al kol malacha u'malacha. So we said that in the Mishnah that if a person knows that it's Shabbos, and he did many malachos and many different Shabbosos, and he just didn't know that these malachos were aser, he's chayav for each malacha that he did. So chiluk malachos minalan. How do I know that that's true, that you're chayav separately for each malacha? We don't just say, Shabbos, you violated Shabbos, so you're chayav for violating Shabbos. How do I know you're chayav for each and every malacha? Three possibilities. Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra. Shmuel says we derive it from the pasuk Mechaluleha Mos Yimas. Hatar Ripsa Misos Harbe Al Chilulechad. By describing Mechal Shabbos, the Torah says Mos Yimas in double, right? A double expression. So we see that there are multiple misos for a single chiluk. Meaning, if you do multiple malachos for a single chilul, rather, if you do multiple malachos in Helam Echad with one period of forgetfulness, then you can be chayv separately for each of them. So says Gemara, wait a second. It says Mos Yimas. That pasuk is not talking about how many karbanos you chayiv. It's not talking about a shogeg. It's very obviously talking about someone who's mechal shabbos mezid, who's chayiv skila. So how can you derive the dinim of shogeg from a pasuk that very clearly is talking about mezid? So says Gemara, well, meinu inyan lemezid. I don't need the pasuk to tell me what the din is about a mezid, that a mezid is chayiv misa dechsev, because the pasuk already says kalosa malacha you must. The pasuk already says kalosa malacha you must. So I I don't need another pasuk to tell me that you chayv misa for violating Shabbos b'mezid. So tenehu inyan l'shogeg. Umay you must b'mamon. So what does you must mean? You must means that he's going to have to bring karbonos, which costs a lot of money. So that's how we derive the notion of chiluk malachos. That's Shmuel's derivation of the notion of chiluk malachos from a chaleha mos you must. So the achronim raise the question that wait a second, the Gemara Maseches Ksubas, the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, both derive from this pasuk mechalel mos you must that it's talking about a mezid, and they have drushas to learn from this pasuk based on the idea that it's talking about a mezid. So if the lashon of chilul implies a mezid, so how can our Gemara say no, it ain't no inyan? The pasuk is really talking about a shogeg. It's not really talking about a mezid because of ain't no inyan. So in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, he quotes a sefer called Nachlas Yaakov Yoshua. I'm not sure who the sefer is, but the sefer Nachlas Yaakov Yoshua suggests that maybe the shogeg and mezid are more similar than we think in the following sense: that the Chida writes in Nachal Kedumim on the pasuk Ki Yasu Mikol Chatos Adam Limol Mal BaHashem VaAshma Nefesh Yiv is Vados Chatosam, that there is such an idea that two shkagos equal up to a single mezid. That if a person does two averus b'shogeg, that's the equivalent of a single avera b'mezid. The raya is the Gemara Masech tells a story that there was a Summa Echad who was a Mesader Brisos in front of Mar Shmuel. He was saying over the different Brisos in front of Mar Shmuel, and one day he saw that Mar Shmuel saw that the Summa was sad. So he said to him, "Why are you sad?" So he said, "Lo inachti Erev Tavshilin. I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin." So he said, "Don't worry about it. That's what the rabbi's for. You rely on the Erev Tavshilin of the Rav Ha'ir. That's why the rabbi has to say, L'chol Adarim B'ir Azos, when he makes the Erev Tavshilin. It's in the Machsa, so everybody ends up saying it, but really only the rabbi has to take responsibility to make the error for everybody else." And then L'shana Acheres, the next year, he again was teaching him the brises, and he again saw that he was sad. So he said, "Why are you sad?" So he said, "Lo inachti erev tavshilin." So he said, "Posheya ata." So you're a posheya. So everyone else is allowed to rely on my erev. You're not allowed to rely on my erev. So the post can point out from there that you see that if a person forgets erev tavshilin twice, he can no longer rely on the rabbi's erev, because it's nicker that he's not charid l'dvar mitzvah, that he's not someone who's careful. Meaning, if a person b'mezid did not leave an eruv, he certainly cannot rely on the rabbi's eruv. What does it take to consider this guy a mezid, like a pshia k'mezid, if he does it twice? Two shogegs equal one mezid. So says the sefer Nachlas Yaakov Yoshua, when the Gemara says mechalulel most you must, we're talking about someone who violates multiple malachos b'shogeg. But the pasuk is talking about a mezid. Yeah, but the Gemara and Ksubas and Baba Kama darshens it like that. But once we say that it's talking about someone who's doing multiple malachos, and that's the entire context over here about chiluk malachos, and here you have a person who's not doing one violation, multiple violations. So even though the pasuk is talking about a mezid, it might be referring to the kind of shogeg that's the equivalent of a mezid. We do have this notion, this concept, possibly that multiple smaller violations equal up to one larger violation. That's the famous comment of the Ran in Maseches Yuma. The Ran in Maseches Yuma discusses, what if you have a chalash yesh basakana? So he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, let's say. The problem is that he doesn't have any, he has to eat, let's say, meat, the doctor says. Problem is, he doesn't have any kosher meat available to him. In his refrigerator, he's got nevela. He doesn't have kosher meat. But in his backyard, he's got a cow. So a live cow, still mooing. So what should he do? Should he shech the cow and eat that meat? Or should he just eat the nevela from his refrigerator? So you would think it's obvious. You can't shuck the cow because that's a chiv misa, right? It's a malacha daraisa. By eating the nevela, it's a losasemi daraisa. You have malchus, but it's not Rechiv Misa, it's not as bad of a violation. So you would think it's obvious. Yes, says the Ran, but the Ran quotes from the Ravid, what happens if he needs to eat multiple kazesim? He needs to eat 5, 6, 7 kazesim of meat. So then the halach is that each time you eat a kazayis, it's a separate lav, it's a separate violation each time you eat a kazayis of nevela. So what should he do in that case? Should he have the meat in the fridge? Then says the Ran, b'shem the Ravid, shecht the cow. Because shechting the cow, yes, it's Rechiv Misa, but it's one isser of shechting the cow. now. But if you're eating nevela, every kezayis that you eat is another iser. Yes, it's a lesser iser, but sometimes kamus is machria echus. Sometimes quantity is machria quality, that multiple smaller averos will add up to a bigger averos. So that's, you have a similar concept over here from the chida, that multiple shkaglos of Shabbos might equal a single mezid of Shabbos. There's a beautiful essay that Rav Yosef Engel has in one of his svarim about where do we find that quantity equals quality in halacha. And he says, I thought of 18 examples or something, I don't remember the number, 18 or 25 examples of Yosef Engel is a big bucky. So from throughout Shas, where we find that that sometimes quality overrides quantity, and sometimes quantity overrides quality. Right? The most famous example, the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayos and Pirkei Avos says, Hakol lefi rova masa, the Mishnah says, that it's all based on how much good you do. So the Rambam says, why rova masa, how many good actions that you do? I would think it should depend on the quality of your good actions. The Rambam says, Mikan, that if you have a person that has $100 to give to tzedakah, better to give $1 100 times than to give $100 all at once. Because when you accustom yourself to doing mitzvos, so doing multiple actions of the mitzvah overrides the one great quality mitzvah of making a greater impact with the tzedakah. So, okay, back in the Gemara. So says Gemara that we just learned that Shmuel holds the notion of chiluk malachos based on the pasuk of mechalel mosi mas. Ask the Gemara, why does he need that pasuk for chiluk malachos? So typically, chiluk malachos meichod denafak lei l'Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan has a different drasha to learn chiluk malachos. D'tanya, an unusual drasha. Rabbi Nassan Omer, the pasuk says that you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. So Matam Alomer, why does the pasuk have to tell me that you're not allowed to light a fire? We already learned that you're not allowed to do any malacha on Shabbos. So the Fishanemar, because the pasuk says Ve'akal Moshe is called Adas Bnei Yisrael, and he said to them Eila Hadvarim, and he said Sheshes Yam Tasa Malacha. So from the fact that it says Dvarim in Lashon Rabim, so we learn that that's at least two, because Lashon Rabim is always a minimum of two. Hadvarim, the hey adds an extra one, so a minimum of three. Eile plus the hadvarim, so hadvarim tells me three. Eile is gematria 36, so from there I see Eile shloshim v'teisha malachos shenamar l'Moshe v'Sinai. That's how I know that there are 39 malachos that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. We darshan it from a gematria plus a riboy plus a extra hey. That's how I know 39 malachos. So again, somewhat unusual. We normally don't make drushos, daraisa, from gematria. So there's a question of how many midos are there. Midos, shatar, and drushos behen are there. So we say every morning that there are 13 midos, shatar, and drushos behen. Not so clear. There are probably many more. The 13 are just the common ones. Some of the 13 aren't so common either. But some of the Rishonim suggest, Shittim Gvetzim, Mesechus Nazir, that gematria might be one of the midos, shatar, and drushos behen. We derive the halacha of stam nazir shloshim yom from a gematria. So here also this seems to be derived from a gematria. But this isn't really telling me halacha. It's just telling me how many malachas there are of Shabbos. But it's not yet telling me the halacha. Asan kulam belemechad einu chayiv ela achas. If you do all of them in one period of forgetfulness, you're only chayiv once for being mechal Shabbos. So yachal, I'm sorry, not that it's true. I might think that if you do all of them belemechad, you're only chayiv once. Tamalomar becharish v'katzir tishbos. That's why the pasuk says about chari separately and about ktsira separately, to tell me you chayv separately for each malacha. Okay, va'adayin ani omer al charisha v'al ktsira chayv shtayim. Yeah, yes, maybe choresh and kotzer, those are exceptions where you chayv separately for each one. Val kulan einu chayv ela achas. But on the other malachas, you only chayv one karban chatas, because all the other malachas are included in one general lav of don't do malacha. So that's why tamalomer lo sivaru eish. That's why it says lo sivaru eish. Havara bechlal haisa. Havara was already included with all of the other malachos of Shabbos. So when the Torah told me not to do malacha, I already knew not to light a fire. V'lama yatzis, why did the Torah then have to single out Havara? Lahakish eleha, to set up Havara as a paradigm. V'lama lecha, ma Havara, shehi av malacha, v'chayev n'alev b'fnei atzma, just like the Torah just made it clear that you chayv separately for Havara, for just doing Havara, so Av Kol Shu Av Malacha, chayv Nala Bifnei Atzma. So to anything that's an Av Malacha, you're chayv on it Bifnei Atzma. So each Av Malacha, you're chayv on separately. That's where Rabbi Nassim knows the notion of Chiluk Malachos. From the fact that it says, Lo Svar Eish B'chol Mosh Vosechem, and the assumption that Havara is L'chalik Yatzis, that Havara is there to teach me that there is such a concept of Chiluk Malachos. We were just talking about unusual midos, Shatar and Dreshespan. Rashi points out, this is what we say every morning, Davar Shaye B'chlal, the Yatzim and Aklal, Lo Lamed Al Atzma Yatzah, El Lamed Al Klal, Kulo Yatza, that here Havara was a Davar Shaye B'chlal. It was included in the general list not to do a Malacha. And then Yatza Min HaKlal, it was singled out. Lo Savar Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. Why? Lo L'lamid Al Atzmo Yatza, not because it needed to tell me something about Havara, El L'lamid Al Kol Kulo Yatza, it needed to tell me something about the general notion of being Chayiv for malachos. So according to that, when it says b'char shavukatzir tishbos, it's not needed to tell me that you chayv for each malacha separately behelam echad, because that really ultimately gets learnt out from lo sevaru. So it must be for another drasha. Okay, but not for now. So the Gemara is asking, why is it that Shmuel doesn't want to say like this drasha? Says Mar Shmuel, Sav le Rabbi Yossi, Damar Avar le Lav Yatzis, Titania Avar le Lav Yatzis, Div Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nassim Omer le Chalik Yatzis, because there's Machlokas Tanayim, why Havar is singled out. So yes, Rabbi Kiva, one opinion is what Rabbi Nassim said, that it's the Chalik Yatzis, that it's singled out to set it up as a paradigm, that all Malachos, just like Havara, you're Chayiv separately for. But there's another possibility, that Havar is singled out because it's an exception, that every other Malacha you're Chayiv Misa for, Havar is simply a regular Losase, that you're not going to be chayiv skila for, that you're not going to be chayiv misa for. So if Havar is the lav yatzis, then it does not teach us the notion of chiluk malachos, because it's not set up as a paradigm to tell me about all of the others. It's only there to tell me that Havar itself is different than all of the others. Rashi in Yevamos writes, Rashi Mesachas Yevamos and Davavam Beis writes that this limud also applies to a mazid. That if Havara was not lechalik, what would the hava mina have been? Meaning, had we not had this notion of chiluk malachos, so our Gemara made it clear, if we would not have had this notion of chiluk malachos, I would have thought you're not chayiv 39 separate chataos when you do all 39 malachos b'shogeg on Shabbos. So Rashi says, yeah, it's also about a mazid, that if you didn't have Havara lechalik, I would have thought you're not chayiv skila unless you do all 39 malachos. That how are you mechal Shabbos when you're mechal Shabbos in its entirety, all 39 malachos, and only then you're chayiv skila. That's how Rashi writes in Maseches Yevamos. However, Rashi writes elsewhere that's not the case, that this is only going on Shogeg, and it's not going on Mezid, that no one ever would have had a Havamina, that for a Mezid you're only going to be Chayiv if you violate all of the Malachos. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Shmuel, again, derived Chiluk Malachos from Mechalei Mos Yumas. Rabbi Nassim from Los Avarish, B'chol Mos Shol Seichem Avara Lechalik Yatzis. So says Gemara, V'tepikalei Lechiluk Malachos, why doesn't Shmuel want to learn Chiluk Malachos from a third possible source, from where Rabbi Yossi learned it from? Ditanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi teaches us that when it talks about someone who doesn't have Avera B'shogeg, the Pasuk says, Va'asa me'achas me'hena. So it doesn't say Vasa achas, it says me'achas. It doesn't say hena, it says me'hena. So pa'am shechayav me'achas al kulan, that teaches me that sometimes you chayav one carbon chatas for all of the Averas that you did in one period of forgetfulness, that they're all considered achas, upam shechayavin al kol achas v'achas. And sometimes you chayav a carbon chatas for each and every one separately, because the averus that you did are considered heina. They're considered a multiplicity of averus, considered many averus. So heina is a lashon rabbim. V'am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi darshan the pasuk? The mem of mei heina and the mem of mei achas are extra. So the Gemara explains that it could have written achas, and then it says mei achas. It could have said heina, but then it says mei heina. And therefore we darshan both the word and the extra mem that's attached to the beginning of the word. So the words achas and heina we darshan as follows. achas shehi hena, that there's sometimes a chilul of one Shabbos where you're chayiv multiple chataos, you're chayiv hena on a single, on an achas, and that is if you do multiple melachos on the same Shabbos, that we look at how many melachos you did, and sometimes Heina sheyachas. You do multiple melachos, but you only chayiv one carbon chatas. And then the extra mem comes to tell me that achas would have implied that if you had kavana to write Shimon, so you only chayiv if you wrote the entire word. From the fact that it says meyachas, sounds like you're chayiv even if you do only part of the melacha, not the entirety of the melacha. So shame mi Shimon. That's if you write shin mem from the name Shimon. That's enough to be chayiv on separately because it is its own word. Heina, and then heina would have implied avos, that you're chayiv for avos. Meheina tells me talados as well, that you're chayiv not only for the avos of Shabbos, but for the talados of Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina now continues explaining Shitas Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi darshins achas and heina, that the pasuk is telling me that there's a way you're chayiv on a single chilul Shabbos, multiple chataos on chilul of a single Shabbos, multiple chataos, and there's a way that you could be chayiv many on many melachos a single chatos. What does that mean? What's the example of that? Meaning, going back to just that very limud, that sometimes you chayiv multiple times for what's one, and sometimes you chayiv one for what's multiple melachos. So what are the examples of that? What's a case where you chayiv multiple chatos for a single chil Shabbos? Zadon Shabbos v'shigas melachos. You knew that it was Shabbos, but you were shogging about the melachos. So then you did many shkagos, so you chayiv multiple melachos. Heina shehi achas, and what's the case where you chayiv only one carbon chatos for many melachos? Shigas Shabbos v'zada melachos, where you forgot that it was Shabbos, but you knew that all these things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you just didn't know that today was Shabbos. So then you're only going to be chayiv one carbon. So there's your limud for chiluk melachos. So why didn't Shmuel use that limud? Why does Shmuel use the limud of mechalel mos yumas and not the limud of mei achas mei heina? So says Mara Shmuel, he doesn't hold this whole drasha. He doesn't think it's a good drasha. He holds the whole pasuk is just telling me that you chayiv shem mishimon. You chayiv for writing, you know, for doing part of a malacha that you intended to do, as long as it is an independent, it is a full malacha in its own right, even though it was not the exact full intention of what you intended to do. That's all Shmuel derives from Achas Meina. So at the end of the day, we have three possible sources for the idea of chiluk malachos. We have the possibility that Shmuel said mechalel. We have Rabbi Yossi of Losavar Uesh Bechal Mosh Vasechem and Havara Lechalik Yatzas, and then we have Me'achas Me'heina to also teach me the notion of Chiluk Melachos. But the Gemara explained not why each one didn't say like Shmuel, but why Shmuel didn't say like the other two. Now, parenthetically, once we're talking about how many chatos and bringing chatos for doing an Avera B'shogeg on Shabbos, so nowadays, as we know, as of right now, we do not yet have a Beis HaMikdash, so we're not able to bring a Karban Chata. So what does a person do if he violates Shabbos B'shogeg? So there's a fascinating comment of the Ramah in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph in Shulchan Aruch in Nor HaChaim. The Ramah writes that if a person is chayv to bring a Karban Chatos, he should give to Tzedakah Yud Ches Pshitim. He should give 18 Pshitim, 18 coins to Tzedakah. Shulchan Aruch Harav tells us how much that is. He says it's the shear of a Sela Shel Torah. How much is a Sela Bizmanenu? So in the Sefer Midos V'shirei Torah, he says 17 grams of silver. So 17 grams of pure silver, I have no idea what that translates to nowadays, got to check the markets, but that's what a person should do when he's Mechal Shabbos in a way that he would otherwise be chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas. Tzedakah in general is the answer to a lot of things. We just had a conference call the other day with Moreno Rav Schechter and Moreno Rav Willig, and one of the things that the Rabbanim wanted to know is we know we're obviously supposed to be working on something, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu shook up our lives to such an extent, we need to do something differently. So what should we do? So Rav Shechter said, I don't know. Definitely tzedakah though. Tzedakah tatzim limavis. And then he said, and every Rav knows what their community needs, so you should guide your community accordingly. Rabbi Willick had much more concrete ideas, not for now, but Rav Shach said, tzedakah is always the answer. More tzedakah, increased tzedakah. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah writes that one should be careful when doing this, that if one is designating money and he's chayav chatas, you better not say that this money is for chatas. If you say this money is for a chatas, then you've just made that money hegdish. You have to say that because I can't bring a chatas, I'm instead giving tzedakah, and this money is for tzedakah. That's and then in addition to that, Mishnah Berurah points out, you should also learn a little bit about korban chatas, because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, kala osik b'toras chatas, kilu ikrav chatas, that when you learn about korban chatas, then it's as if you brought a korban chatas. There's also in Rav Zilberstein, Chashuk Echemet points out that there's a smach to the idea that you have kapara for Chil Shabbos through tzedakah based on our sugya, because the pasuk says mechalel mos yumas, and the Gemara darshins that it's about being mechalel Shabbos b'shogeg, and mos yumas is b'mamon. So even though it says mos yumas, it means b'mamon. So Rashi says that there are that the misa is to be marbe b'karbanos. So you see that because it's costing a lot of money. So that's what it means when you're motzi mamon, when you spend a lot of money. So then that's ki'ilu a fulfillment of mos yumas. So that's when a person violates Shabbos that the Rama suggests giving tzedakah. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. Boy minei Rava min Rav Nachman. Rava raised the following shaila from Rav Nachman. We know that if you were shogeg about Shabbos, so you bring just one carbon for all the malachos. We know that if you're shogeg about malachos, you bring a carbon for each and every malacha. What if you're shogeg about both? Helim zev zebiyado. Guy did many malachos on the Shabbos, because he didn't know that it was Shabbos, and he didn't know that these malachas were asur. So mahu, what's the din? Is he chayiv one carbon chatos because it was all about Shabbos, or is he chayiv multiple chatos because it was about each and every malacha? Samalei, harei helim Shabbos biyado, ve'enu chayiv ela achas. Well, he forgot that it was Shabbos, and therefore that's one major helim, and therefore he's only chayiv that one carbon. Says Mara Adraba, harei helim malachos biyado, chayiv el kalachas achas. Yeah, but he also forgot about all of the malachas, so he should be chayiv separately for each and every malacha. Elam Ravashi Chazinan. We have to take a look. Why would he? What would get him to stop doing these malachos and get him to reassess and have to bring a kapara? Imishum Shabbos kaparish. If it's because you tell him, hey, it's Shabbos today, that would get him to stop doing what he's doing. Harei helim Shabbos biado. So you see that it was all about the fact that he forgot that it was Shabbos. Veinu chayv elachas, and therefore he'd only be chayv one korban. Vimishum malacha kaparish. But if you would stop because you tell him, no, you're not allowed to do that, it's a malacha, harei helim malachos biado. Then you see that what it's really all about is the fact that he forgot that these are malachos. V'chayev al kol achas v'achas, and therefore you're going to be chayev. You're going to be chayev separately for each and every one. It's unclear what the answer is, because l'chora he wouldn't stop unless you tell him both of them are aser. So then the Gemara asks Vaitar, Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, klum parish mishabes el mishum malachos, klum parish mishabes el mishum shabes. Right? The Gemara says, what kind of answer is that? If you tell a guy who doesn't know that it's Shabbos and he doesn't know that these things are aser, you say, hey, it's Shabbos, he'll say, oh, a good Shabbos, and he'll continue doing what he's doing because he has no idea that what he's doing is aser. Or you tell this guy, instead of telling him that it's Shabbos, you say, you know, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Oh, thank you for teaching me a new halacha. And then he'll continue to do what he's doing, because in his mind, it's Tuesday, so it's not going to make any difference to him. It's only with the combination. Ela loshna. So it must be that loshna. Now, exactly what that means is very unclear. The way Rashi understands is loshna means whether he's poresh because you tell him that it's Shabbos, or he's poresh because you tell him that this malach is aser, he's only going to be chayiv chatas achas. He's only going to be chayiv one karban chatas. That's how Rashi seems to understand that. So the Ritva explains Rashi that since Rav Ashi is coming to argue on Rav Nachman and to be poshet the suffix differently, so mistama he's trying to say go back to being poshet that Shigas Shabbos is the ikker, that's the primary issue is Shigas Shabbos. However, the Meiri writes that over here the Gemara doesn't come to any clear conclusion. Tosfos says it's a hadavar suffix whether it's Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malachos, or it's like Shigas Shabbos and Zadon Malachos, and that's the chor of the pashas of the Gemara, is that there's really no conclusion over here one way or the other. But Rashi seems to assume that there is a conclusion, and he's Eino Chayev Ela Achas. So Tana, and the Gemara asks on that, we have a mission that we're going to learn in a couple of days, Avos Melachos Arba Mechasar Achas, that there are 39 Avos Melachos Shabbos, Vavinan Ba Minyan Olamali, and we ask, why do I need to be told how many there are? Just list them, and I'll count them on my own. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explains, Shemason Kulam Behelem Echad, Chayev El Kolachas V'Achas. The reason I need to be told a number of malachos, how many there are, is it's telling me a chiddush in halacha, that if I do all of the malachos in one period of forgetfulness without realizing in between, I'm chayv separately a carbon for each and every malacha. So now, given that that's the Mishnah and that's the comment of Rabbi Yochanan on the Mishnah, If you're going to say that when you forget that it's Shabbos and you don't know that these malachas are aser, that you chayv separately for each and every one, so then I understand what the Mishnah is telling me, that I'm chayv on each and every malacha, because the fact that I forgot all of the malachos, that's an example of helim zev zev yado. It's an example that I didn't know what the malachos were, right? I didn't know these malachos are aser, and obviously it's also that I didn't know anything about Shabbos, because if I didn't know that any of the 39 malachos were aser on Shabbos, I knew nothing about Shabbos. So it's shogeg both about malachos and about Shabbos, and that's why I'm chayiv multiple korbanos. Eli iam retalim Shabbos biyado enu chayiv elachas hechem shkachsel. But if you're going to say that that in our case where it's helim zev zeh, that we consider it as if you're only chayiv once, because it's really we just look at the helim Shabbos, the fact that you forgot that it's Shabbos and therefore you only chayiv one korban. Well, hechem shkachsel, what's the din where you're going to be chayiv multiple korbanos? It can only be bezodon Shabbos v'shigdas malachos, where you knew that it was Shabbos and you were amazed about Shabbos, but you were shogeg about malachos. Well, wait a second. The Mishnah spoke about a case where you did all 39. You were shogeg about all 39. So what does that mean that you were zadon on Shabbos? We already raised this yesterday. What does it mean that you were zadon on Shabbos if you didn't know about any of the malachos? So honey, some of the Rabbi Yochanan and Damar came and shogeg b'kari salt pi sheizet b'lav mishkach sal diadale Shabbos b'lav. If you assume like Rabbi Yochanan that if you know that something is asr on Shabbos, you just don't know that it's a chi of kares, that's also called a shogeg, so then I understand. All 39 malachos, you knew that they were asr, but you thought they were all just regular lavin. You didn't realize that any of them were kares. So you did know about Shabbos, and you were just shogeg about each of the malachos. Then it makes sense that you could do all 39 with a realization that it's Shabbos. At least some of the Krabbishim malachish to Amar, ad sheishkog belav vikares, the other day Shabbos b'may. But if you know that the definition of shogeg is that you didn't even know that the thing is asr, so if you didn't know that all 39 malachos are asr, then what does it mean that you knew about Shabbos? You knew nothing about Shabbos. Sounds the Gemara like we had the other day. You did know something about Shabbos. You knew about Tchum Shabbos, just none of the malachas of Shabbos. And we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva that Tchum Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. Okay, we'll stop there. Baruch Hashem, again tomorrow, no shiur online. And we'll pick up on Sunday, Baruch Hashem, on Daf Ayin Beis.
So,
good night of Shabbos, good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Mistam will pick up at Amarula on the last line of the page.
Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Shabbos.